Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what it do? It's your main man, Hot Rod, on the track, and I'm in here vibing out with my homegirl, Reese. You know what I'm saying? Checking in all the way from Memphis 10 to ATL. And you can catch her every Wednesday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern time. You don't want to miss this. Calling all artists, DJs, and promoters. Let's get it.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up to all my listeners? You are now vibing with Reese. I was on break for a little minute, but now I am back. I want to thank all y'all for vibing with me, tuning in tonight. Got a couple things lined up for you, interview lined up later. Just want to let you know what's been going on. I've got some great mixtapes just dropping. Also, you guys will be tuning in to Empire, which is now on. So we'll be back and forth between that and Empire. Right now we have a caller on the line. Let's see who's calling in with me. Let's check. Hello, you're vibing with Reese.
Hey.
Hello, you're vibing with Reese.
Hi, hey. This is Nikki.
The one and only Miss
I'm just
Nikki.
I'm vibing with Reese right now.
The one and only Miss Nikki. Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to say congratulations to you. Tonight is the night. So
thank
congrats.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we'll be going back and forth between Empire tonight. And congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm excited for you. I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to listen and just enjoy vibing with Reese tonight. So keep doing what you're doing. I am vibing right now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, hon. So we're going to put you on hold right quick. And we'll be tuning back in with you, but I'm going to play this new hit that we have by S. Period T. It's called Do That. So y'all make sure y'all check that out.
Yeah.
Hello?
You feel that? Got a couple partners, got some homegirls. Take them to the crib, let's get it on, girl. Do that, do that, do that, do that. Do that, do that, do that, do that. Let's do that, do that, do that, do that.
Hold on.
Do that, do that, do that, do that.
I heard hating was a job where you need a paycheck. I'm sick good and I'm running out of patience. My weed pole like somebody laced it. I'm on my calibre, drop the bass beat. No skinny jeans, but my jeans fit. I'm grown, miss, I gotta look decent. You on defense for no reason. I showed her my keys, now we leaving. Yeah, I got your girl on my lap. Like Warren, she said you a sap. Her dream is to fuck that rap. And I just so happen to rap.
All I wanna know is who you came with. And if you tryna leave, I'm on the same show. Got a couple partners, got some homegirls. Take them to the crib, let's get it on, girl. Do that, do that.
Mommy like the girl that's on belly. Food for your tummy, put this deep in your belly. Gotta be grown, can't be scared. Blowing on Mary, got a new like hell, yeah. I got a house around the corner, wanna chill there. That ass look fat, can I feel there? Will it come out if I pull your hair? Yeah, yeah. Oh no, she didn't. She brought a friend with her. What you need, a witness? Okay, you about to witness something that you never, ever, ever, ever did be.
All I wanna know is who you came with. And if you tryna leave, I'm on the same show. Got a couple partners, got some homegirls. Take them to the crib, let's get it on, girl. Do that, do that. Do that, do that. Do that, do that. Do that, do that. Let's do that, do that.
I need a
girl to stand
right now.
Do that, do that. Do that, do that. All the broke, be quiet. All the rich, make noise. All the broke, be quiet. All the rich, make noise.
Turn up.
Dribble that up like a basketball. Move that up left and right and make it move.
Make it move.
Dribble that up like a basketball. Move that up left and right and make it move. Hold up. All I wanna know is who you came with. And if you tryna leave, I'm on the same street. Got a couple.
on, girl. Do that, 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 do that. Let's do that, 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 do that.
Can we do that, do that? Can we do that, do that? Yeah, let's do that, do that.
All right, and that joint was called Do That by SPP. You guys make sure you go on iTunes and download that. You can also check out his video with Miss Coco Kiss on YouTube. We also have an interview that I did with him. That's a good friend of mine, SPP, so make sure y'all check him out. A little bit of headlines in the news from, according to Tattletales, one of our friends over there just tuned in and said that Manny Pacquiao accepted the terms for the Mayweather fight. So I'm excited about that because the last fight was a little bogus and it was over pretty quickly. So y'all be sure to look out for those tickets because I do want to see that fight. Also, Sorority Sisters has been canceled. I really watched the show maybe once or twice, really couldn't get into it that much. So, I mean, if it was canceled, it's just another show that, you know, we really couldn't get along on. Sad that Atlanta has all the ratchet shows, but, I mean, it was cool for what it was. So I hope those ladies can find other places in the reality TV show world, and I hope they can get it together. Also, I heard the 50 Shades of Grey track list has been out. That premieres February the 14th. I'm excited about that. I read all three of the books. Just know that it's gonna be a hot soundtrack. A lot of babies will be born in the wintertime. So y'all make sure y'all check that out as well. So I just want to say thank you again for everybody tuning in with me, Vibing with Reese. Make sure you check out my blog at vibingwithreese.blogspot.com. DJs, promoters, artists, vibe with me, call in, tell me what you got going on this week. You can call in at 347-989-0611. Also, if you want to submit any music, I'm here to support you. Send that in to vibingwithreese@gmail.com. You can hit me up on IG at richdream247. You can also hit me up on Twitter. That's Vamp by Nature. So I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Nikki Rich for calling in again. We'll be chiming in with her a little bit later. Right now, tuning back into Empire. The first 30 seconds of it was pretty crazy. So, I'm already hooked to this right off the pilot season. Right now, we're going to check out another song. It's a new hit from Usher called Still Got It.
She looking for the check.
Me go.
Talk about she looking for the check. Check, check.
Yeah, Usher. Still got it.
Talk about she looking for the check.
Check, check.
Usher. I still got it. I still got it. I still got it.
You know I still got it.
All that tricking off. Think I can pull without it.
I'm tricking with bitches.
I still got it. I still got it. I still got it.
You know I still got it.
I'm a bad in this thing. I'ma let y'all young niggas have it. Young niggas, young niggas, young niggas. I can pull that bitch.
She back.
If I want it.
I don't want it.
I can have that car.
Yeah, yeah.
If I want it.
I don't want it.
All your diamonds flow.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yo, diamonds too gay.
VIP is for we baby.
Go.
Come here, baby.
Come
and take a shot with me.
Come take a shot.
You can have whatever you want.
You can have whatever.
Keeping bottles coming on me.
Bottles on me.
Fuck whatever they think.
With
all the talking don't faze me. Anything I want, I can have. Other niggas can't complain.
Hey.
So you think I fell off?
What you talk about, nigga?
I'm too
old.
Ain't one person do this, babe.
Ain't work.
You don't know.
You don't know shit.
So many girls in my bed.
you focus on me.
All on me.
My crib so goddamn big. We can play a little hide and go see.
100,000 square feet.
Name anything you want.
What you want?
It's all on me.
Valencia.
Once I'm done with your body, you ain't never ever gonna leave.
Never, ever, ever gonna leave.
So you think I fell off?
No way, Jose.
But you talk about nigga, I'm too rough. Nigga, you know I just got it, I love it, I can't live without it.
No.
My mama told me her name was Masterpiece. Gotta know she bout it, bout it.
If Usher still got it, I got it.
I get it.
Might pull up, we flexing in Bentley.
You get it? Two women, they kiss
it. Yes.
Usher start tricking off, let a young nigga pay the dick. Gone. Young rich nigga, I am my finic. Versace, Givenchy, red bottom, Marissi. Usher, my brother, we got different muscles. My blood can't make it no close. My nigga, my dick. Like I can drop in it over. I'm tricking and treating, but it ain't October.
I'm tricking.
Got a buff on a bat like Rose. So I had to pull up.
Oh, I still got it. I still got it. I still got it.
You know
yeah,
how I got it.
All that trick, you know. Nigga, I can pull without it.
I'm tricking with bitches.
All right, that was Usher, Still Got It, featuring the Migos, brand new hit. Make sure you check that out, download it. That's something I have in rotation right now. Back to Empire, kinds of heavy. How y'all feel about Cookie just popping up in mom's house like that? Cookie is kind of ruthless, but she has a method to her madness. I like Cookie. She's trying to find you. So we're going to tune in with Miss Nikki, see what she has going on.
I'm
going to
tune in.
Yes, ma'am.
See what she has going on. Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
How's it going? I'm loving the show. Hot new music. It is hot tonight. And it's I love it. I'm so happy.
Yes, we're going a little in between with the Empire. I'm not sure because Nikki, you're in LA, so I'm not sure if Empire is showing out there right now. But yeah, it's
no, I can't see it, so don't ask about it. No, I'm just okay.
Yeah, I'm not
no,
gonna
I can't
tell you about
see it,
it
right now. We got a couple of more hours.
Oh, so I'm not going to tell you about it. But
we got
I did
some
want
to
get
more hours to go.
I did want to get your input on the, it's trending right now, the Nancy Grace and 2 Chainz topic with the pot to blame. People have been talking about this all day. You know, in the industry, there is a lot of pot, you know, rolling around, a lot of marijuana. It's in the industry. It's in the lifestyle. So how do you feel about legalizing it?
Well, I'm not a smoker, so I really don't care. But, you know, some people smoke, so to each his own. You know, it's a lot of things that's out there that, you know, I mean, it's just nothing for me, so... I mean, I don't care. If people want to smoke, I guess they should have the right or something. But, you know, I don't want to do that to myself. So it doesn't bother me. I don't care if they smoke or not.
Yeah, it was not a time ago.
But it was a good debate. You know, everybody has... Huh? It was a good debate, but I think, you know, when if they're talking about, if you know, it doesn't really matter to me, but I say, you know, everybody has their own rights. You know, everybody has rights. So, you know, we all got rights, and we don't want to say, no, you can't do this. Yes, you can do this. No, but, you know, me looking at it on the health side, you know, I just don't, it just really doesn't matter to me. But for those who do smoke, I know it's a very big deal, you know, and I guess it'd be big deal for them. It's not for me. Teach us on. I know so many.
Yeah, I think it's such a big deal because they simply can't tax it. You know, it's a very lucrative business. So I think that's the biggest issue of it. Man, they can't tax it. Mm-hmm. It is some crazy people out there, but like you said, to each his own.
Yeah. To each his own, but he did a great job. You know, I love a good debate. That's what it was all about.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting up in front of everybody, you're debating this topic, but everybody has an opinion. And, you know, his opinion counted, her opinion counted, and my opinion counted. So, you know, we all have our opinions, and we should be able to listen to one another without criticizing. You know, I'm just saying I don't smoke. And it doesn't matter to me. That's my opinion. You know?
That's true. That was another story. But I have a lot of stories. There was another story in the headline about a wife, cutting off the penis of her cheating husband. Not once, but twice.
Oh, my goodness. She should have learned the first time then.
Well, I'm like, he went past his photo, and she cut it off again. And she cut it off with scissors.
And she cut it off with scissors.
Ooh. Lord. Mm-mm-mm.
So these are the crazy stories that are in the headlines.
Me. It makes me cringe. Ooh.
It's a crazy stories in the headlines today.
Yes.
So I know this
what
weekend.
What about gossip
I know this weekend in the headlines, well, not in the headlines, but the Salute to DJs, it kicks off on the 18th, and we're nominated for Radio Personality.
Yay! And we are nominated.
Yes. Shout out to Lady Shaq at Over the Top Promo. She's been putting in a lot of work in the city. Been going real hard on promo. It's supposed to be a packed out event. It's a 3-day event, so I'm excited. Can't wait to see that. Pictures will be up on the blog. Make sure you check out the blog at vibrantreef.blogspot.com. Again, artists, you want to network with me, you want to send in music on the site, make sure you send them to vibingwithreef@gmail.com. Also, a little later, I'll be having Zoo calling in. He's with Sleep Killers Clothing Company, so we're excited to have him on the show a little bit later today. Nikki, you have any events coming up this week?
This week, not nothing this week. We had an event week last week in Las Vegas. We did the Emmy, so it was amazing. It was at Towers for our meetings. It was just amazing week. We got a lot done. We got a chance to talk with the Alex Trebek of the iconic game show host of Jeopardy, as well as Sony executives. I was actually at the show with the Sony execs, so it was really nice to meet them and sit down and have a great conversation. Not only that, was in the house as well. So, you know, Twitter got an Emmy. A lot of, like, Comcast and different people like that was up for the award and different things. So it was pretty amazing. You know, I got a chance to talk with TiVo and have a little selfies as well. So it was great.
That was
really awesome.
Cute.
Yes, it was. And, you know, I want to thank you and the whole team for all the support. You know, we're working together to grow this network so large, and it's happening. You know, you're shutting down Atlanta right now. I love it. I love it. So everybody's reaching out to you, and it's just truly amazing.
Yes, I'm excited to see the growth that we've had in the past few months, and it's been amazing. I'm just ready
it
for
is,
the whole thing
is.
To turn up.
And you know what? Tonight is, yes, and tonight is such a special night. We're here, the very first show of the year.
That's right.
So that is
kicking
great.
Off the new
That's
year.
Great.
That's right.
Now, what can we expect this year with Vibing with Reese?
This year with Vibing with Reese, like you said, we plan on shutting Atlanta down, going to any and every event that we can. Shout out to my videographer, Fab Galore Photos. She does a great job. So artists, if you have videos or photo shoots that you want to do, make sure you hit her up. You follow her on IG at I'm So Fab Galore. She does all my video work for me. We also turn up, we have a promo page, Chronicles of Riri. So make sure you check that out. But this year, Vibing with Reese will be taking over like a tornado. Starting with this weekend, we've already been making a lot of noise. So I got a lot of artists hitting me up. I have a lot of interviews set up for this week alone. And salute to DJs. I'll be in the building for that with a lot of yeah, a lot of pictures, a lot of award shows. So anywhere that there's an event, make sure y'all hit me up. Tell me, hey, come out. I'll be there in hand, interviewing on the spot. I have a lot of people.
Okay. Work.
Yes. A lot of people hit me up networking. My biggest sponsor right now is Vaquila, the first vodka and tequila of his time. Drink responsibly, but they're also in stores, but they're only in Virginia right now. Virginia, New York, Detroit. So we're working on bringing that in Atlanta as well, but they're my biggest sponsor right now. So I want to give a shout-out to them. And we just got a lot going on right now. So I'm excited. Vibing with Reese is really going to take the city by storm.
Yes, it is. It is.
And right now I have the CEO of Sleep Killers Clothing Line. We're going to set his interview up, so if you guys will hold on just a second, we're going to take a small commercial break, and we'll be right back with you with Zeus from Sleep Killers.
Yo, 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 what it do? It's your main man, Hot Rod, on the track, and I'm in here vibing out with my homegirl, Reese. You know what I'm saying? Checking in all the way from Memphis 10 to ATL, and you can catch her every Wednesday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern time. You don't want to miss this. Calling all artists, DJs, and promoters. Let's get it.
Done.
All right.
It's your life. Go ahead. Do what you choose. Put me to the cold cup. Don't care for all I got. Don't care for all I want. Let's be undeniable, babe. Everyone stop rocking to the cold cup. Play dry. No, I won't take it. Get up.
Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Seventh Streeter and Chris Brown. Right now I have Zoo, the CEO of Sleep Killers Clothing Line, on the air with me. Zoo, what's up? How you doing?
How you doing? What's going on, Nick? What's going on?
I'm chilling.
Hey, all right, let's get it.
All right, thank you for vibing with me tonight. So tell the listeners just who you are and what you have going on.
All right, I go by the name of Zoo, Z-O-O, a CEO of Sleep Killers, and it's a new clothing line that's going around right now, hopping around in Atlanta, in the streets. You know, it's something new, edgy and crafty that I created, putting something together, and I feel like it's the new 22nd century Mona Lisa. It's just what's going on right now, nobody's sleeping, and Sleep Killers is the perfect image for it, I feel like. You know, it's a masterpiece, and I got more to come.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of your pieces, photos that you did. It was hot. Still waiting on my shirt, but it's cool, though. And your motto is "The world is ours."
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's one of my phrases, slogans I got going on right now. That's one of the first ones I put out, "The world is ours," because I felt like it's just, like I said, it's just something that goes with it. It's just, and it's realistic at the same time, and it has meaning to it, you know, because the world is actually ours if you look more into it, you know, think deeply about it, you know. Every hour is that's why the clothing line for people who live their lives not day by day, but like hour by hour, second by second, you know what I'm saying? You never know when it should last. So I just thought I'd create something like that and keep people reminded. And
yeah,
also
like
not
it.
To sleep
like
on it.
Right.
And how long is what?
I said I liked it. I like the whole concept behind it because, you know, the thing on Instagram lasts. If you're sleeping, you broke.
Right. Exactly. So, I thought I'd come up with something a little edgy and creative, you know, something like that, you know. Keep everybody, you know, eyes open. And once you see it, you know, it automatically catches your eye. So, you know, I wanted something like that, you know, give an impact kind of.
The design is hard. Y'all can check out behind-the-scenes photo shoot of Sleep Killers Clothing Line on the blog site, vibingwithreese.blogspot.com. Zoo, what are you working on this year that the people can be looking forward to?
This year, like, you know, I started at late last year, October, you know, when I put it out there. But, you know, this year I'm trying to... You know, I'm trying to get the spring line together. It's coming together. I'm putting that out real soon. It's gonna be some hot. I'm getting some hot little material, different little, you know, different kind of, you know, looks at it. You know, so you can get more some attractive. But this year we just plan to get more exposure, and I got a lot of artists and celebrities that's waiting to get it. So hope a lot of people see it. So on Instagram as well, you know. a lot of likes and stuff like that. So we just this year we just working on exposure, getting it out there again, and grasping that attention that everywhere I want, you know, the demand.
And I've been seeing you out a lot in the city, making a lot of moves, and I noticed that you're affiliated with Street Money.
Oh yeah, Street Money. That's my family. Shout out Street Money. They Bankroll Fresh and them. They like the clothing lines. Manager Nature reached out to me, and I've been messing with them heavy ever since. You know, they've been bringing me around, showing me love and stuff like that. So yeah, Street Money. You gonna see us around a lot. Street Money. Shout out to them. Street Money, Smurf World, you know, Smurf, they have my gear on too as well, Smurf World, shout out to them. And, I got a lot of major people waiting. I ain't going to put too much out, but I got a lot of other major people that's going to be putting it on soon. So, yeah, we got a lot working.
Yeah, I see. So you think you can do, you think you'll be incorporating, the Street Money design along with Sleep Killers? That's something we can look forward to in the future?
Like I said, man, I ain't gonna put too much out there, so you know, everything kind of on the wraps, you know. But just don't sleep. That's the whole concept. Hey, Fresh, we don't want you sleeping too much, but you know, we're gonna wake you up if you do. So look forward to see a lot more coming. It's a lot out there. We got a lot of work. Trust me. The whole street is X Street Money. Everybody, we working.
All right, fair enough. So I've been asking everybody what's their intake as far as Nancy Grace and 2 Chainz on Pot to Blame. I don't know how, I mean, you know, the industry kind of, you know, drug field, alcohol field, you know, nobody's sleeping, everybody's turning up. You got to keep that motivation. You got to be turned up in order to keep going, especially to keep your hustle going. So, I mean, do you think 2 Chainz was right? You think Nancy Grace blew it out of proportion? I mean, because you do have some idiotic people out there who don't deserve kids.
Right, exactly. And I feel like pot is not the first, you know what I'm saying, the first thing that we should be focused on is that, you know, I see it's alcohol and cigarettes. We've been fighting secondhand smoke for years as well. So I don't see how, you know, she tried to make dramatic how dramatic this pot is, as we haven't found in detail that it actually is harmful to your health, you know, not as far as any lifeful ways. But I understand where she's coming from. Somebody underage should be doing it. But, you know, like I said, it shouldn't be that drastic, you know, as she put it.
Yeah, as I was talking to my co-host Nikki earlier, I was telling her that, you know, it's all about a money thing. They don't have a way to tax it. That's my input on it. You know, they see there's a lot of money in it. They don't have a way to tax it just yet. So they're trying to throw any and everything out there.
Right. I mean, but then it's like you're slowly showing us that it's capable of being legal. Like no other drug out there besides cigarettes, you know what I'm saying, it's legal, but you gonna legalize marijuana and call it medicinal, you know what I'm saying, just to put a more attractive or accepting, you know, standpoint on it. But it's all the same. It's been the same since the beginning. It's nothing different, you know. Or they trying to make it seem like they dipping medicine on it or making it some other way, but it's nothing. It's all herbal. It's nothing different. I don't see nothing wrong with it. If it's medicinal or on the corner, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's true. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, so I'm all on 2 Chainz side. You know, don't abuse it. Don't misuse it. Don't give it to your kids. It's not something for your kids at all. But yeah, other than that, I feel fine.
So, do you have any upcoming events we can catch you at? Will you be at Salute the DJs this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. You catch me at many events. I actually have a fashion show in February. You catch us out there. Sleek Killers will be starring in that. We will be introducing some of the spring line as well. Like I said, we're putting stuff together right now as we speak. But, yeah, we're going to be in the next event. We'll be in a lot of major events here in the city. We'll be out there this and at the Salute to DJs, as you said, and the fashion show next month, February 6th. Run the street, Run Right the Street, I believe. But, yeah, we'll be out. We'll be out. Just pay attention to Instagram. You can follow on the Instagram, sleepkillersclphd.co. And you can email me for any clothing, exclusive gear at sleepkillersclothing@gmail.com. And, yeah, other than that, the website is under construction right now. We up and coming, so be patient, but don't sleep.
Don't sleep. All right. Y'all heard it first, boo. I want to thank you for calling in, vibing with me tonight. Y'all make sure you hit them up for the exclusive clothing line. I saw the fall line was real dope. I know the spring line is going to be crazy. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. So I want to thank you for vibing with me tonight, boo.
All right, no problem. Appreciate you.
All right.
Come through a nigga like a dope dealer. I ain't standing none of y'all broke, nigga.
None of y'all.
At the truck spot where we post, nigga.
Get it.
I'ma get a mansion and a boat, nigga.
Get it.
Ferragamo frames and a coat, nigga.
Fresh.
For a girlfriend, she's a gold digger. One thing gon' need is no nigga. Bought an AMG Benz cause it go quicker. Fresh in the VIP, lit up.
Lit up.
Fuck a nigga, try to get it. I'll take it one call, nigga.
Call it.
I ain't heard no shit, y'all nigga. Instagram timeline full of y'all pictures. Y'all nigga on the fish trying to act a fish.
You
a pussy head nigga, and I know it, nigga.
I know it.
You a pussy head nigga, and you short, nigga. Ball real hard, real, real, real hard. Don't even like the fat, no, I'm playing with a set. Had the motherfucker all set white, then they had to paint motherfucker black. How you love that? Ballin' like a motherfucking hot boy, like in 98, nigga. How you look? Droopin'. Young nigga, ballin' line made him. Movin'. All these hoes in the jacuzzi. Ballin' like a hot boy,
hot boy.
To the G, go 400 beast mode, y'all nigga know how we do it. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga Lil Weezy. Feelin' like Birdman and meet you. Block out lights out, nigga, we eatin'. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga be
jugglin'.
Choppin' in the city, I'm the motherfuckin' made man, y'all pussy niggas in the middle.
In the middle.
Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, y'all turn. Y'all nigga thuggin' as first. Y'all nigga puttin' in work. All Star 2014, I was drunk as fuck on bourbon.
You did, nigga?
Y'all niggas just swerving.
Nigga,
y'all niggas just splurging.
What?
I came from serving.
Serve.
Y'all nigga, I'm working.
I'm working, nigga.
400 degrees, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Hello?
Beat the block like Manny Fred.
Yeah.
Young nigga
yeah.
Been half a chair.
Yeah.
Quiet a hell
yeah.
Like Uncle Slim.
Yeah.
You can tell
yeah.
I got them.
Tell,
if I don't, I'm gonna get
I'm
them.
Gonna get
Olympic pool, bitch, take a swim. Gorilla warfare for you and him. Soldier ass and social and fuck around in the mat. No, you're my Atlanta nigga screaming, what up,
what up, what up?
Big rolling, VVS loaded. In the project, nigga wanna hold
it.
Play around, I'ma unload it. Real shit, nigga unfold it. Bang roll, nigga overload it. Nigga playing my shit,
so
juice. Stick it to the G code, 400 beats more, y'all nigga know how we do it. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga Lil Weezy. Feelin' like Birdman to meet you. Block out like that, nigga Weezy.
Yeah, this your boy Dirty, one half affiliated AML representative, and I'm sitting here vibing with Reese on the Nigga Rich Network. You understand me?
All right, y'all, we're back vibing with Reese. You just heard me chopping it up with Zoo, the CEO of Sleep Killers Clothing Line. Y'all make sure y'all check him out again. Again, artists, DJs, if you have any events, any mixtapes that you want me to hear, make sure you send it in to vibingwithreese@gmail.com. Make sure that in an MP3 file so I can upload it, give you a shout-out, and also put you on the blog at vibingwithreese.blogspot.com. Now follow me on IG at RichDreams247. You can also hit me up on Twitter at VampByNature. Just want to let y'all know the hot mixtapes that came out this week, something that I cannot get out of rotation, that's Cap One Birdbath, the EP. Make sure y'all check him out. Mixtape is crazy, so make sure you hit him up with that. Also, DJ Charisma has Kevin McCall, the RNG music. I love it. It's something different, something dope that's coming out of L.A. So y'all make sure y'all check out the West Coast side for you. What else do I have in rotation right now? My rotation is always crazy, from Party Next Door, The Weeknd, Drake, Gatti. I do a lot of underground artists. So anything that you think I would like, tag me to it. You also check out the blog. I upload a lot of mixtapes on there. Make sure you check out upcoming artists next to Blow. Young Vivo. Check him out on Instagram and check him out on YouTube. This some of the Sula Underground artists that I like. So we're going to bring Miss Nikki back in, see what she's doing, since I can't discuss the Empire with her right now. We're looking at the Empire, and it's crazy. it's crazy. Once again, Cookie, she takes stuff in her own hands. She don't sit that way on anybody. So, yeah, we're going to touch up with that a little later. Nikki, I don't want to ruin it for you, but, yeah, you got to check that out.
See, I got to do something about this. 3 hours later? Come on now.
Yeah, you got to get on. You got to get back to the gives? East Coast time. Cause we know everything over here.
Yes, yes, you be the first. I mean, I tell you, it was different. I mean, just for the New Year's, it's like over here, it took forever for New Year's to come. I was like, OMG. And it was crazy. Everybody was like, Happy New Year. So we just said Happy New Year. I mean, it was like crazy. I was like, what is this? What is going on? I mean, so when the New Year came, it seemed like we was all late.
Yeah, I was late.
It was like, we're
everybody
late.
Done celebrated, done passed out. And y'all still trying to get it in. We were like, we done did that already.
Yes. It was crazy. It was crazy. But it's cool, though. It's cool. But it was different. I got the experience. New Year's in L.A. Whew. It was long. I tell you that.
but it was a blessing.
A blessing.
Yes, yes. Another thing for the listeners, I'm also real big on independent films. We've checked out a few premieres here in Atlanta. Finesse, the movie premiere, that's produced by Al Nuke and Zaytoven. Make sure y'all check that out. That movie was real dope. They put a lot of work into it. They also have another film coming out. Another movie that is out is Recognized 2. So make sure y'all check that out. Just a few independent films. I love supporting, you know, independent artists, independent film directors, anybody that I can see the grind and see, you know, it's more down to earth. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Also check out my homeboy, Schoolboy First Up. Coming later this month. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on IG at Schoolboy Surf Up. Check him out on Twitter. Also, J. Kane, Make Her Mind. Those are some more underground artists that I like. Later on in the year, you guys will be hearing me interview those gentlemen so you can really see the hard work and the grind that they put into it. So make sure you check them out. And back to the Empire. Cookie is really going in. Nikki, I really don't want to disappoint y'all on the East Coast if you're listening. But y'all got to catch up because this show will really have you stuck. And also, again, shout out to Vakila, the biggest supporter that we have right now, one of my biggest sponsors. If you want Vakila, make sure you check out Vakila VA, the first vodka and tequila of its own. It's in stores up north. It hasn't hit the south or the east coast yet. So hit up Vakila VA if you want your own personal bottle. Again, drink responsibly. And I just want to thank everybody for vibing and tuning in with me tonight. If you have any events, make sure you hit me up. You'll be able to see me and salute the DJs. Again, shout out to Lady Shaq. Follow her on IG at Over the Top Promo. You want to see me tonight? I'm here in Atlanta. I will be at U-Bar. Shout out to June the Link, the best party promoter that I have here in the city of Atlanta. Also, my birthday is coming up, you guys, so we are going to go in like it's no tomorrow. I plan on partying for about 3 days straight, so y'all be on the lookout for that. I'll keep you up to date on what's going on here in the city. Next week, make sure you check me up on Sunday. My shows are on Wednesday and Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all follow me. Follow the blog, vibingwithreese.blogspot.com. Artists, DJs, promoters. We have any events, any mixtapes, album release parties, singles. Make sure you hit me up. I'll be there to support you. You need a videographer, make sure you hit up Fabulous Photos, my videographer. She does an amazing job. Also, I had an interview with the super producer, James Worthy. So you guys, make sure you hit him up. The interview will be up within the next few days. I'll be sure to put it up and tag, so we'll have that on Sunday's show. So that's what you guys can look forward to. I want to thank you for vibing with me tonight, taking this time to hang out, chill with me, see what we have going on. I see you guys Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I love you. Be blessed.
Yeah, this your boy Dirty, one half affiliated, AML representative, and I'm sitting here vibing with Reese on the Nicky Rich Network. You understand me?
Yo, 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 what it do? It's your main man, Hot Rod, on the track, and I'm in here vibing out with my homegirl Reese. You know what I'm saying? Checking in all the way from Memphis 10 to ATL. And you can catch her every Wednesday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time. You don't want to miss this. Calling all artists, DJs, and promoters. Let's get it.